We're reading selected excerpts from our sources and connecting the world in the last generation. We are reading excerpt 26. And if you say that there is a solution to place them under supervision, that anyone who is idle in his work will be punished by denial of salary, I will ask, do tell me where the supervisors themselves would take the motive power for their work. Because standing at one place and watching over people to motivate them to work is great effort too. Perhaps more so than the work itself. Therefore, it is as though one wishes to switch on a machine without fueling it. Hence, they are doomed by nature, since nature's laws will punish them because they do not adapt themselves to obeying its commands, performing these acts of bestowal upon others in the form of work for the sake of the Creator, to achieve through it to the purpose of creation, which is dvikut, adhesion with him. It was explained in the article Matan Torah that this dvikut comes to the worker in the measure of his pleasant and pleasurable bounty, which increases up the desired measure for rising to know his geniusness, ever developing until he is rewarded with the excessiveness implied in the words, the eye has not seen a God besides you. And imagine that the farmer and the worker were to sense this goal before them while working for the well-being of society. They will certainly not need any supervisions, since they would already have sufficient motive power for a great effort, enough to raise society to the ultimate happiness.
Meaning we actually come to a state in which humanity will soon, and you will see this now in the young generation, that they don't want to work and they don't care about anything. They're kind of like the hippies we had 50 years ago, let's say. But it would be much more so, because they don't want anything. Give us our smartphone and some pizza, and that's it. We don't want anything other than that. Leave us from your lives. We don't want to advance. We don't want anything. We all together don't want a thing. And then it will be possible to come to them and to explain to them about the essence of life, the purpose of life, on the other hand, that they don't recognize, they don't know. And they could be ready for that, because altogether, this is the general kli developing this way. And then we will be able to explain to them that everything depends on the connection between us and attaining the degree of godliness and perfection and adhesion. But like he says it even beyond that, and not, where does he write it there? On item 27, he writes there.
Yes, 27. Neither bayonets nor education or public opinion can change human nature to work willingly without adequate fuel. Hence, it is a curse for generations when the compulsory government is revoked. The workers will no longer yield to produce that will suffice for the sustenance of a state. There's no cure for this but to bring faith and spiritual reward and punishment from above into the hearts of the workers, for he who knows the mysteries. Thus, through the right education and promotion, the spiritual reward and punishment will be sufficient fuel to produce for the produce of their work. They will no longer need managers or supervisors over their shoulders, but each and every one will work willingly and wholeheartedly for society to win his or her reward from heaven.
Exactly, in order to merit the reward from heaven, because then they will feel that that reward that comes to him from the Creator is the true reward, and it's worthwhile to rise above his ego for that. That's how it will happen.
28.
Excerpt 28, Bala Sulam from the Peace. There's no other cure for humanity but to assume the commandment of providence to bestow upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator in the measure of the two verses. The first is, love your friend as yourself, which is the attribute of work itself. This means that the measure of work to bestow upon others for the happiness of society should be no less than the measure of imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow person's needs before his own, as it is written in the article Matan Torah. The other verses, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your might. This is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when the laboring of one's friend's needs. This means that the labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator as he has said, and they do his will. And if you wish to listen, you will feed on the fruit of the land, for poverty and torment and exploitation will be no more in the land, and the happiness of each and every one will rise ever higher beyond measure.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav. We want to ask about the previous excerpt, please. Bala Sulam writes that it's a curse unto the generations for humanity to be able to work without sufficient fuel. Our question is, what is a curse to a generation in the work, and how do we rise above it, please?
The curse for the generations is that we think that through the pressure we could somehow succeed to take out of a person what we want. It won't help us. We, with our egoistical will to receive, will not be able to advance the world. It rises, but it's like with every business, and then it drops again. Now we are already in the deterioration, in the fall. You'll see this pandemic will not pass immediately. It will take several years. Several years. How many years? As much as humanity needs in order to completely despair from our work, from our development, our egoistic development, in all different forms. And after that ends, we will be ready with our feelings and our intellect to relate to reality in the right way. This pandemic will clean off from us a lot of the simple ego, not a lot, but all of it, but a lot of the simple ego that we so that we will not return to be in this, as like servants to this ego, like with Pharaoh, but for us to want to be in other things and to be more ready and despaired from our lives. And then we will hear what the wisdom of Kabbalah has to say to us more. And I hope that by then we will also prepare ourselves to be the educating force towards all of humanity.
Rav, one more question, please. Why is it unto all the generations? Is it just our generation or the previous generations as well? Did they have this already written, you know, for them to undergo?
All previous generations didn't understand that quite. But we already understand that the work upon our ego is servitude, it's slavery without any good result. That's why it's so difficult to take this back. You will see how people will not want eventually, let's say another year of pandemic, 2 years, and you will see how much people won't want to go back to that same form of work like we had before. It would appear to them, it will appear to them, like being slaves, like in the fields and all sorts of hard labor and people who work the land and things like that. They will have no fuel from that. They will ask themselves, why are we working? What does this give us? So much so that I'd be better off dead than alive. I don't need this. That's what people will say. And then what to do when you don't have the fuel to exist, to sustain oneself? If money won't work, then who will attract people to doing something? Inevitably, they will have to hear that there's another motive power, like Baal HaSulam says, that there's something that could be bestowal to others, mutual connection, attainment of godliness eventually. Also, as we go towards connection between us for the time being, that's also the attainment of godliness. We're just not talking about godliness. But nevertheless, by this, we're coming closer to the Creator. This will come.
Continuing the topic, humanity's awareness of this pandemic, can it happen smoothly? Will the government change naturally? Or is it some protest that
I hope it won't be through a revolution or wars, threats, and so forth. I think that society will be so despaired by that point from all sorts of possibilities that stand before them that they will understand that there is nothing to do but to move to a completely different method, not according to the method of the will to receive, but according to the method of the will to bestow. Despair will lead them to that, together with education, of course, and dissemination.
How important is our investment in this? Or are the plans in the plan, or is dissemination important?
No, the fact that everything will come and cascade to the general correction, it's for sure. Only our work was given to us so that we will hasten development. That's the difference between in due time and in haste. You have to read what Baal HaSulam writes about that. There's the way of Beito and Lachishena in due time and in haste. PT3.
What does the public have to know and feel towards the term of bestowing to the other in order to give contentment to the Creator?
To feel is a big problem. That's already action. But one needs to receive the education so that they'll understand that this is how it's arranged from the whole godly system, from all the worlds. And this is something we need to explain to everyone. And slowly, slowly, they will understand. They will feel. It will be clear to them from nature itself.
Latin free.
Shalom, Rab. La pregunta es, ¿cómo la generación joven cuyo interés es solo por sí misma?
How will the younger generation
podrá alcanzar
that are only interested in
podrá alcanzar la providencia del otorgamiento? Repito. ¿Cómo la generación joven cuyo interés es solo
How will the younger generation that their only interest is for themselves without making any efforts or taking responsibility or commitment, how will they be able to attain the bestowal?
It's actually good that they don't want to make any effort. They don't want to invest efforts because they don't see the reward as being something that covers their investment. And that's good. That a wise person can see what will beget from it, and he doesn't want that. A lazy person is not lazy for no reason. He measures things and sees that it's not worthwhile to invest. That's why this generation that is lazy, that doesn't want to leave home, doesn't want to go to work, all those signs are actually very nice and good signs that they will make that spiritual revolution. I'm very happy to see that. That the young generation that wants to just play on their computers and don't want to work any hard jobs, any hard work, don't want to commit to anything, to get married or anything. It's not just like that. They're searching, they're expecting a reward that will appear to them as a true reward and not like others. And also relative to countries and regimes, we can see this. But there's no regime of the bayonet or forces, but rather, well, in short, we need to understand that we are in very essential changes. It's a true revolution within a few years, the extent in which we will see that revolutions didn't do in the world, such changes in the society, like this coronavirus that doesn't, it's not even visible to our eyes what it will do. A big cheers to this coronavirus for what it's done. California.
Rob, we just read in about the example that we have a car without a fuel. So what is this fuel, spiritual fuel that's needed today?
The greatness of the society, the greatness of the Creator. This is why we're discovering now that we have a true zero hope in spiritual advancement. But slowly, slowly, we're advancing to recognizing godly reality. Where is our info?
I'll give the announcements today. So a few things. Today we won't have any broadcast with Rav during the day. Today at 5 Israel time, we are meeting with the friends in the world on Zoom on our regular table that was sent. And tomorrow evening there won't be an evening lesson. This is the announcements for today. We'll go to a song.
שזורח בין מה שאפל למה שמואר כל דבר חייב לגדול משני כתבים בין שני הפכים משהו נולד בחיים יש את לתפור ואת לקרוע את לבכות ואת לצחוק מה שלוקח בין מה שחסר למה שנשלם כל אדם חייב לבנות משני קווים בין שמאל לימין כוח אחד בחיים יש בתוכן